If only we'd made it. I remembered the sound of T-Ray's boots on the stairs. I wanted to pound my fists against something, to scream at my mother for getting caught, for not packing faster, for not coming sooner. At last I looked up at August. When I spoke, my mouth tasted bitter. I remember it. I remember her coming back for me. I wondered about that, she said. T-Ray found her packing. They were yelling and fighting. I stopped, hearing their voices in my head. Go on, August said. I looked down at my hands. They were trembling. She grabbed a gun from inside the closet, but he took it away from her. It happened so fast it gets mixed up in my brain. I saw the gun on the floor and I picked it up. I don't know why I did that. I wanted to help, to give it back to her. Why did I do that? Why did I pick it up? August slid out to the edge of the swing and turned to face me. Her eyes were determined looking. Do you remember what happened next, after you picked it up? I shook my head. Only the noise. The explosion. So loud. The chains on the swing twitched. I looked over and saw August frowning. How did you find out about my mother dying? I said. When Deborah didn't come back like she said. Well, I had to know what happened, so I called your house. A woman answered, said she was a neighbor. A neighbor of ours told you? I asked. She said Deborah had been killed in an accident with a gun. That's all she would say. I turned and looked out at the night, at dripping tree limbs, at shadows moving on the half-lit porch. You didn't know that I was the one who did it? No, I never imagined such a thing, she said. I'm not sure I can imagine it now. She laced her fingers together, then laid them in her lap. I tried to find out more. I called back again and Terence Ray answered, but he wouldn't talk about it. He kept wanting to know who I was. I even called the police station in Sylvan, but they wouldn't give out any information either, just said it was an accidental death. So I've had to live with not knowing all these years. We sat in the stillness. The rain had nearly stopped, leaving us with all this quiet and a sky with no moon. Come on, August said. Let's get you in bed. We walked into the night, into the blurring song of katydids, the thud splat of raindrops on the umbrella, all those terrible rhythms that take up inside when you let your guard down. Left you, they drummed. Left you, left you. Knowing can be a curse on a person's life. I'd traded in a pack of lies for a pack of truth, and I didn't know which one was heavier, which one took the most strength to carry around. It was a ridiculous question, though, because once you know the truth, you can't ever go back and pick up your suitcase of lies. Heavier or not, the truth is yours now. In the honey house, August waited till I crawled under the sheets, then bent over and kissed my forehead. Every person on the face of the earth makes mistakes, Lily. Every last one. We're all so human. Your mother made a terrible mistake, but she tried to fix it. Good night, I said, and rolled onto my side. There's nothing perfect, August said from the doorway. There's only life. A worker bee is just over a centimeter long and weighs only about 60 milligrams. Nevertheless, she can fly with a load heavier than herself. The honeybee.